Postcard from Spain with Vernon Pierce.
In this Postcard from Spain podcast, I'll be giving you some geographical facts about Spain and exploring a recent cost of living survey. I'll also be explaining why it may not be cost effective to bring your right-hand drive car to Spain if you move from the UK, and the differences in car insurance and road tax here. Finally, there's some interesting information about Spanish surnames and the black bull symbol you may see alongside the road here. Here are some geographical facts about Spain. Spain covers a total of 504,782 square kilometres and has nearly 5,000 kilometres of coastline. Its highest point on the mainland is the Maljafén, 3,478 metres high in the Sierra Nevada in Andalusia. Spain is the highest European country after Switzerland. It's extremely diverse, ranging from the near deserts of Almeria to the green countryside of the north and the white sandy beaches of the Mediterranean. Spain is divided into 19 autonomous communities, 15 on the mainland, the Balearic and Canary Islands, and two little-known ones bordering Morocco. In addition to the national capital of Madrid, each autonomous community has a capital. For example, Barcelona for Catalonia. And within each autonomous community, there may be more than one province. For example, Comunidad Valenciana consists of three provinces, Valencia, Alicante, and Castellón, that also has a capital, and which may be different to the community capital. Confused? Well, so am I. A comprehensive new 2026 study called Cost of Living now shows updated benchmarks that go further than just headline figures to compare real household spending patterns between Spain and the UK. The comparing tool for various countries around the world could provide essential at-a-glance information for weighing up the pros and cons of taking on the expat life out here. Dreams of Spanish sunshine, tapas evenings and lower bills continue to pull thousands of Brits each year, despite the effects of Brexit. Millions have already made that leap over recent decades, including us, and the amount still making the move hasn't slowed down much. However, fresh economic pressures now raise important questions about whether a life in Spain still matches those long-held expectations about the country being good value for money. Spain's economic growth, rising demand for property, and competition from other international buyers have transformed many areas of Spain. Coastal locations still deliver more than 300 days of annual sunshine and warm welcomes. Yet bargain basement prices from the 1980s belong firmly in the past. Fresh 2026 comparisons across rent, energy, fuel, and daily spending help paint a more realistic picture for anyone weighing up the options. Well, Spain is cheaper in the areas of rental accommodation for standard flats, household energy bills, and petrol and diesel at the pump. Overall household spending is £24,528 in Spain versus £33,825 in the UK. These savings are particularly pronounced for more remote workers earning in pounds or other stronger currencies. Without a doubt, those remote workers who can earn a wage in the UK while living and working in Spain on a digital nomad visa are surely on to a good thing. Those considering a move to Spain and hoping to find well-paid work that will support them and their family need to compare the costs carefully with a comparison tool like cost of living. For example, average annual earnings reach only £20,137 in Spain, compared with a whopping £39,000 in Britain. Rent takes up 62% of gross median pay in Spain versus just 42% in the UK. Groceries and certain services show similar pricing patterns in direct comparisons, particularly branded goods available in both countries. But if you're expecting Zara to be cheaper in Spain, think again. Spanish supermarkets like Mercadona and El Campo may look a lot cheaper when you check the prices on the shelf, but on average, that leads to bigger spends at the checkout, with Spain forking out 21% more per household than in the UK. I often get asked whether someone moving to Spain should bring their car with them. Well, Bringing right-hand drive cars from the UK is okay in the short term, but remember it's more difficult and dangerous to drive on the right-hand side of the road, particularly on some of the narrow and twisty mountain roads and in narrow towns and village streets. Also, be aware that foreign-plated cars must be re-registered within 6 months of arrival. It can be expensive, and specialist help may be required, also to ensure technical compliance with issues like headlights and so on. It's not easy to sell right-hand drive cars once you're here. You may be lucky to find someone returning to the UK, or better still, use a car transporter to return it to the UK for sale by one of your colleagues or someone in your family. I often meet wives of friends who don't drive in Spain, but they did in the UK. It's important for women to drive here, even though they may be more nervous about swapping sides, to make them independent if something happens to their husband or partner. There's very little public transport outside of major towns in Spain. There's also the question of US and UK driving license swaps to a Spanish license. Your UK or home driving license is only valid for 6 months from the date you obtained residency, and it must be swapped for a Spanish one. Your license is replaced. You cannot hold two licenses. Any Brit who sends for a copy of their UK license before applying for a Spanish one is only fooling themselves. DVLA will cancel their UK license when they receive the application from Spain, so if you're stopped whilst driving in the UK, you will be committing an offence. To get a Spanish license, you must be a legal resident. The process takes 1 to 2 months, during which time you're given an official receipt for the UK license in case you're stopped by Guardia Tráfico. You'll have to pass simple medical and aptitude tests. To apply, make an appointment with DGT, or better still, go to a local license renewal centre who will do it all for you for a reasonable fee. Now let's look at insurance and road tax differences between Spain and the UK. Your car tax is levied by your local town hall, not by the DVLA as in the UK. This needs a padrón, and the rates of annual car tax are generally lower than in the UK. Car insurance is also very different in Spain. It's the car that's insured, not the driver, so there are no-claim bonuses, and anyone can drive, although there are rules for under-25s. Fuel costs are similar to the UK, but they do vary almost daily according to world oil prices, and perhaps move more quickly than they do in the UK. Finally, low emission zones are beginning to be introduced in Spanish cities, and all cars must now have a sticker in the bottom right-hand corner of their windscreen, which shows their emission rating, ready for charging if they enter a city or town with an LEZ, low emission zone. Spanish people generally have a single given or Christian name, nombre, and two surnames, apellidos. The two surnames refer to each of the parental families. Traditionally, a person's first surname is the father's first surname, apellido paterno, and the second one is the mother's first surname, apellido materno, which of course will be her father's surname. I hope you're following this so far. Since June 2017, the law also grants a person the option, upon reaching adulthood, of reversing the order of their surnames. So, in Spain, there is no such thing as a maiden name, and when a woman marries, she doesn't change her surname to that of her husband, which can be very confusing when dealing with a married couple. If you fly into Alicante Airport and you're staying in Benidorm, one of the first things you may notice as you drive along the motorway from the airport towards Benidorm is the silhouette of a black bull alongside the road, the unofficial national symbol of Spain. The Osborne's Black Bull was a commercial trademark of Osborne, producers of sherry and other spirits. However, when Spain outlawed billboards on national roads in the early 1990s, the black bulls were to be taken down. The Spaniards protested, as the lone bull towering alongside the road had become a national symbol. So the final resolution was that the black bulls could remain, but with no words Osborne on them. So there you go. You can now boast that fact to your friends.